Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everyone had a beautiful week. So please, if you can, down for Kamen Rafael Ben Gittel. Kamen Rafael Ben Gittel. He's very sick. If you can also down for Yehuda Ben Shifa, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittel, or might be Ben Sil, but I think Ben Ittel, Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther, Moshe Dov Ben Fager Bracha, Rachel Bas Ilana, Carmen Ben Chaya Blima, Boach Bender or Bender Ben Cyril, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, Yekutiel Zalman Ben Sara, Yekutiel Zalman Ben Sara, Netanel Ilan Ben Shana Tzipora, Netanel Ilan Ben Shana Tzipora, Avraham Yeshiyahu Ben Aviva, Leah Pesha Basmalka, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Hindel Batsoa Rachel, Daniela Bracha Zahava Batfega Leah, Daniela Bracha Zahava Batfega Leah, and Brina Baswina. I'd like to wish everyone again a good Shabbos. Please down for the Cholim. So Rabbi Baruch Neumann, he's Rabbi Young Israel Spring Valley, said a beautiful voice. He said, Vayetze Yaakov be Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and went to Harana. He made sure that he was going to get to Haran because he realized it was very dangerous. He gets lost and all that. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem appeared to him. And then if you look, he says he's going to Atza B'nei Kedah. It's like example, you're saying, I'm going to Queens, New York, or Brooklyn, New York, or Baltimore, Maryland, or Dallas, Texas. And then suddenly you say, I'm just going to Texas, just going to Maryland, just going to New York, or going just, you know. So what changed? So as we said before, Yaakov Avinu was scared that he was going to get lost, and he knew it wasn't safe for him to get lost. But once Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, I'm going to protect you, therefore Atzah B'nei Kedem. He said, I'll go to Lavan's house, of course, but I'm just going to go in a general sense into the country itself, to the city itself. I'm not going to be worried about getting lost because I know Hashem's watching me. Then it says, Avni Makom, you know, Yaakov Avinu took an Avni Makom, you know, and fell asleep on it. So the Walag said, why is it called Avni Makom? Should be Evan. He just took a stone. Or Evan Makom. Why say Evan Makom? So Walag said, Makom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, you know, a Makom. A makom is another name for Hashem. And a makom stresses that Hashem is the whole world. Hashem's in the whole world. So Balak said that pshat. Yaakov Avinu said yes. I know I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael. I know I'm leaving the Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Avinu, the big tzaddik and tzaddikus of that generation. I know I'm going on my own. But you know what I know I have? Hamakom. I have Hashem with me. So now, since I have betachon and emunah Hashem, even if I should get lost, obviously a different shot, even if I should get lost, I know Hashem's going to watch me. That's called Avnei Makom. Zewa Shimshon said another beautiful word. Here Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to watch you. So why do you need the Malachim? Why need the Malachim? You know, at the end of the parasha said the Malachim escorted him. Why need the Malachim? So Zewa Shimshon said, the Malachim, the angels, were so in awe of Yaakov Avinu. They were so in awe of him. They said, wow, this guy, Yaakov Avinu is a big tzaddik. Look, he dressed himself like Esav. Then he ran away from Esav. Now he hung out in the house of Lavan, or he's going to hang out with Lavan. He doesn't know fully, you know, he's leaving Eretz. They were so in awe of him, how Yaakov Avinu was still serving Hashem on the highest madrigal, highest level. That's why the Malachim wanted to go see him. They were so in awe of him. He's so in awe of him. And that's why I guess you can say the Malachim were going up and down, just looking at him. Wow, he's a real big tzaddik. Well, Moshe Aaron Friedman, a Rebbe in Yeshiva Meir in Eretz Yisrael, said a different shot. The word sulam, you know, that's a ladder, the numeric value of that is 136. The numeric value of Sinai is 130. Sinai represents Torah. So Moshe Aaron Friedman said that the only way you're going to grow in Torah if you get rid of the vav in sulam. Meaning, you can't say, I'm going to learn Torah and if I have a good coffee. I'm going to learn Torah and if I have a warm place. I'm going to learn Torah and if I have a good shtender. I'm going to learn Torah and if my safe is in incredible condition. He said if you're going to have that vav in it, you're never going up the ladder. You have to get rid of that vav. But Yisachar Fan from Yeshiva, you know, Rebbe in Yeshiva Neiso in Baltimore said a different shot. Sulam is a numeric value as mammon, money. Now Yaakovino is going to work. So what Hashem is telling Yaakov and telling us, the Jewish people, that even when you go to work, you can still go up the ladder of Ruchnius. You can still go up the spiritual ladder. You can still get close to Hashem. You just have to do with Torah eyeglasses when you go to work. Rav Aaron David Goldberg, Shlita, he's Rosh Shiva of Yeshiva, tells Yeshiva in Cleveland, Ohio. So he says, if you notice, Yaakov Avinu did not ask for any food when he was in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eva. When he left, he said, Hashem, please make clothes, give me food. So what changed? So what Aaron David Goldberg said, we know that in Gemara Brachas is a machlokas whether you should learn Torah all the time or go to work. And obviously when you go to work, you still learn Torah. But what Shem Baichai says, learn Torah all the time and Hashem will provide for you. So when Yaakov Avinu was learning Shem Ve'Eva for 14 years, Hashem provided him food, water, clothing, everything. That's why Yaakov Avinu did not need to daven for those items. He didn't need to daven because Hashem was providing him because he was learning Torah full time. But now that he's going